The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. So much to get into, people, from the U.S. Open and that catastrophe for Phil Mickelson. Personally, I think the guy should disqualify himself. It was an absolute atrocious effort there. That's Bush League stuff. That's amateur stuff. That's cheating, people. Nobody said it, but it's cheating, for crying out loud. And obviously, it's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day. But got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Doing good, as always, man. It's time to talk sports, so let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah, man. Did you happen to see what Phil Mickelson did on the 13th green there at the U.S. Open?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw what he did. Yeah.
Some initial thoughts before we break it down a lot more. But what did you think, man? Was that something that he should have been disqualified for?
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the rules, I mean, I guess he doesn't get disqualified for it. But should he have just stepped away and disqualified himself? Probably. Yeah, I didn't think it was that great of a thing to do. I mean, if you saw your own children or kind of a buddy doing that, you know, you wouldn't be too happy with it. So,
I agree.
I mean, Phil's no different. So,
all righty, folks, a lot to get into. I've got a rebuttal to that on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition here on Father's Day. And I know that it was really customary for me growing up as a kid watching the U.S. Open with my dad. Unfortunately, we're 2,500 miles away, so won't be able to spend that time with him. But it is a day where you should enjoy the family and obviously Father's Day weekend watching U.S. Open golf. You have the World Cup going on. You have what Phil Mickelson did there on the green yesterday on number 13. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen, Mike. And I know that you, were relatively lenient on it, if you ask me. But I hate to say it, man, but it's cheating. And when you have young kids that see that on TV and then they go and chase their ball and they do the same exact thing as Phil Mickelson, well, I'll tell you what, man, there's no way to slice it. That's called cheating, man. And the guy cheated. And truthfully told, he should have eliminated himself from the tournament. But you know what? Money's on the line. So therefore, you know what? You make the cut, you're going to make some money. And Phil Mickelson knows a lot better than what he did there on that golf course. But ultimately, they sacrificed him, man. For some reason, I don't get why they just kind of let this thing go. It should have been made a bigger deal. I really believe that, Mike. And I know we got our professor of sports, John Poulter, so we'll get back into that. But just kind of think about that for a while. Let's welcome in John Poulter all the way from Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain.
Doing well.
Just obviously talking a little bit about Phil Mickelson and what he did on the golf course yesterday. But, the last time we spoke, I think that the NHL Stanley Cup Finals was pretty close to being over. It is now over and done with. The Capitals did get it done. The Golden Knights didn't get it done. At the end of the day, how happy are you for Alex Ovechkin? And just kind of put a recap on the NHL Stanley Cup Finals for us.
Very interesting series. And I think Ovechkin put an awful lot of his doubters to rest, myself included, because I had always been of the opinion that he was not a playoff performer. He always seemed to be missing in action during the playoffs. He stepped up this year. He proved that he is a good hockey player, and now he has that Stanley Cup to his resume, and that's very important for a player to be able to say his name is on the Stanley Cup. So hats off to Ovechkin. Hats off to the Vegas Golden Knights for a terrific first season. Finally, the hockey season is over. I had the privilege of going to the final, Game 7 of the American Hockey League Finals, the Calder Cup here in Toronto, on Thursday night, and saw the hometown Toronto Marlies lift the Calder Cup. So at least in Toronto, the hockey season ended on a positive note, even though it wasn't with the Leafs winning.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, let me ask you real quickly. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the Coyotes did make a trade, so give us the skinny on that. It looks on paper to be a good trade. The Coyotes need more scoring, so hopefully this will help that.
Yeah, it's pretty much one of those deals. My problem for your problem, Andy, Galenchuk was an early draft choice of the Canadians, as was Domi of the Coyotes. Neither one seemed to ever live up to the potential that was expected of them when they were drafted, and certainly drafted as high as they each were. I think it's a good trade for both teams. I think Domi was in need of a change of pace and being in a more serious hockey environment. Montreal, with no disrespect to Phoenix, I think will help him. And I think Galchenyuk is the opposite. I think he had a big burden on his shoulders being a high draft pick in Montreal. I think playing in a less hockey-intense community such as Phoenix, being allowed to play the game as opposed to being in front of the press every day will help him. I see this as being a win-win for both teams, quite frankly.
Very good. Very good stuff. We're talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada, just kind of breaking down the last thoughts about the hockey season with the Stanley Cup Finals being over with now. The Capitals get it done. Alex Ovechkin wins the Conn Smythe Award, which is basically the MVP award. And obviously they have been partying ever since. They may be partying all the way till the next season, to be honest with you, which, you know what, rightfully so. They deserve it. Long time coming for them, and it's great to see. Let's switch gears. Let's talk a little baseball, John. It's been very interesting. Obviously, those Yankees and those Red Sox are playing incredible baseball. Both of those teams just winning at an amazing clip. The Indians have kind of figured things out a little bit, but then when I say that, I look up at their recent streak and they've lost a couple of in a row. I don't think they're really going to get pushed by anybody in that division. Houston back on top of their division with Seattle, and I think that that's interesting. Seattle continues to play very good baseball, John. So in the American League, most surprising story to you so far, and maybe the most interesting story as well?
Well, that's a very good question. Looking back very quickly, I did a quick comparison of the standings May 15th versus June 16th, so approximately a month. You targeted the Yankees and the Red Sox. Clearly two of the best three teams in the American League, the Astros being the other member of that triangle. Since the 15th of May, the Yankees have gone 18-8, and Boston has gone 20-10. They're still a game apart. The only difference really is the number of games that each team has played. Cleveland, I tell you, I don't really understand Cleveland. I thought they were a 500 team at the start of the year when they were winning one, losing one, winning two, losing two. They seem to be always hanging around that 500 mark. Then they went on a little bit of a spell. They've opened up a bit of a lead on the rest of the division, which quite frankly is quite weak. Detroit's in second place, 2.5 games back, but Detroit's 2 games under 500. I thought the Indians were starting to figure it out, but then Carlos Carrasco got hurt yesterday, took a line drive back on his pitching arm during the game. I see he's been disabled this morning, so that certainly isn't going to help Cleveland. The Astros and the Seattle Mariners, I did the same comparison with those two teams. And since May the 15th, the Astros are 20-8, the Mariners are 22-8. So both teams playing really good baseball, neither of them able to gain anything on the other teams. In the American League, I don't know whether it's a surprise or not, but certainly one of the biggest disappointments in the team that's got to be looking at some kind of major change very, very shortly, either by way of a management change, a GM change, or a wholesale fire sale in terms of their players is Baltimore. 19-50, they're 28.5 games behind the Yankees. 9 in a row is the loss number. 1-9 in the last 10 is the accumulative figure for the last 10 games. I think that's a pace to win about 45 games. You look at a team that's 45-117, you're looking at the 1962 Mets, so you're looking at a pretty sorry bunch of players. Something's got to happen in Baltimore. I've got to say, it's not a surprise they're not winning. I think it's a surprise that they're playing that badly.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, that is our professor of sports there, John Poulter. John, here come the Dodgers, and they're only a game and a half behind the Diamondbacks. Is it as simple for the Dodgers as they're getting guys back from the injury list and just finally they figured it out?
Yeah, it's a couple of things, Mike. I did that same comparison May 15th to June 16th for the Dodgers and the D-backs. Dodgers 21-7 in that spell, the Diamondbacks 14-14. So that'll tell you where they've made up the difference. 7 games in a month, that's pretty good. That's almost 2 a week. I always work on the theory that if you can gain 1 game a week on the team behind you, you're doing okay. So the Dodgers clearly have started to get it figured out. They still have a bunch of guys on the injured list, which is, I guess, okay. Speaks to their depth. But, yes, a little bit of everything there. Diamondbacks played well. Then they went into a slump. They seem to have figured it out again, and coincident with Mr. Goldschmidt coming back and starting to play good baseball. I think that's starting to look very much now like a two-horse race in the National League West.
You know, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you're talking about just how poorly Baltimore's playing, and we talked last week about Machado. You know, they got to move him. They got to get something for him. And I've heard this week, you know, and I've heard off and on that the Cubs could be a landing spot for Machado. Would he fit in well with Chicago?
Well, short-term, he certainly would, and you have to figure that wherever he goes is going to be short-term. If he goes to the Cubs, they already have a very good young shortstop in Addison Russell, so you have to wonder what happens to him unless he's included in that trade. And if I'm the Cubs, I don't think I'd sacrifice a long-term potential star at shortstop in Russell for 2 months of Machado, even if it meant winning a World Series. I think you got to look at the future here as much as the present. I'm not really sure that deal works. Machado certainly wouldn't go to third base because you're covered at third base as well in Chicago. So I just don't see it working from that standpoint unless there's something else in the works that we don't know about, maybe a third team involved. It's hard to tell, but in terms of a straight trade, I really don't see it working. It just doesn't make sense to me.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking about Major League Baseball. On the other side, we're going to continue the conversation because there's a lot to get into, man. I mean, my Milwaukee Brewers are still playing pretty well. We got to get into that a little bit. I know they're 5-5 and they lost one, but the Cubs, like you guys are talking about, a little bit hot on their trail. That's going to be a fun division, I think, watching it throughout. And we'll get more into the D-backs because I think they've righted the ship a little bit, and I kind of want to get into that with you guys. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson alongside me, and yes, we're talking to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada, talking a little bit about Major League Baseball, and, you know, the discussion's been pretty interesting thus far. I want to get a little bit more back into the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I think have righted the ship a little bit as of late, obviously dealing with some injuries throughout the early season. They were able to, weather that storm pretty easily, and things got a little tough, and now they've kind of gotten back to the way that they were playing. They're back to 8 games over .500. The Dodgers are right there, as we talked about. The Colorado Rockies, five games back. The Giants are 5.5, and then San Diego, they're not out of this thing, but they are out of this thing at 6.5 back. I think the D-backs have done a pretty good job, John, of weathering the storm. What would you say?
Yeah, I would agree with you. They went through that little slump right around the time the Dodgers started to figure it out. So there was a little bit of pressure on them in terms of a team coming up behind them that was a lot hotter than they were. They've kept it there at 1.5 games. One of the interesting things about the Dodgers-Diamondbacks race, and before the break I made the comment that I thought it was a two-horse race, and I really think it is, even though the Padres are in last place, are only 6.5 out. You look at the fact that three of those teams have got four other teams to climb over to get to the top. There's not that long left in the season. We're about halfway through. It's a lot of ground to make up. And I've always felt that the fastest way to make up ground is to win games in your own division, because you win games in your own division, clearly you're gaining on at least one team in the division that day. You look at the number of games that each team has played in the National League West, the Diamondbacks actually sit in a good position. They've only played 30 games in the National League West. The Dodgers have played 39. So on an average, they play each other 18 or 19 times. So four teams times 18.5 is around 76 games. The Dodgers have played more than half of their games in the division. The Diamondbacks have played less than half of their games. If the Diamondbacks can put a good streak together in the division, that should solve it for them. But I think it's going to be a good race right down to the wire, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, the Diamondbacks add at the trade deadline. They still haven't replaced that bat of J.D. Martinez. Mike was talking earlier about Machado going to the Cubs, and I've even heard rumors that the Diamondbacks may be looking at him. And frankly, I think that would be a mistake long-term. It would certainly provide a good fix for them short-term and give them that bat that they had with Martinez last year. But long-term, I don't see Machado being a fit in Arizona with the Diamondbacks. So a lot to give up for the chance to get to the postseason, but who knows? You only get that chance every once in a while, so maybe they will make the trade. But personally, I think it would be a mistake for them to do that.
Hey, I want to touch on something real quickly, Mike. I don't know if you had another question to pop in there, but you just said something kind of interesting to me. And obviously, we know that J.D. Martinez provided a lot of pop in that lineup. He gave him a lot of run support. With that being said, the D-backs are a plus 47, and I want you to describe or explain to people what that really means. And, you know, like that could be, in all honesty, that could be five games that they really played really well, and they were able to pound on somebody and win those games maybe 11-1 or something along those lines. So talk a little bit about the differential in runs scored, where you have, you know, teams that are plus 64 or plus 47 like the Diamondbacks are, plus 59 for the Dodgers, who haven't been playing very well, but as of recently they've put on this pretty good streak. And to me, it probably has more to do with how they've played as of recent than their whole body of work. And I think that that number can be a little misleading or misguiding. John, what would you say?
Yeah, I think it can be very misleading. If it's a big number over the course of a season, and I'm saying, say, let's say 3 runs or more per game played. So we've played about 65 games now. Say between 65 and 70 games. If that number was up around 210 or 200, I'd say it's very significant. But if it's only up 35 or 40 or even 50 or 60, I wouldn't think it's that big of a deal. Baltimore was here last week in Toronto, and the Blue Jays beat them 13 or 14-3. It's the same as a 3-2 win. It really doesn't mean much. It just pads the statistics. Unless it's a big number over the course of the season, and I can't remember whether it was last year or the year before, but both the Red Sox and the Cubs had some incredible numbers in terms of their plus-minus, and that was legitimate because they were winning a lot of games, 9-1, 8-2, 11-4, that kind of stuff. That does add up over the course of the season, but I think at this point, if it's less than 100, it just shows you're a good team, and maybe you're winning the extra game. If you're 20 games over 500, you're at least plus 20 in those games. So it's not really that hard to bump it up. You do need the odd blowout one way or the other, but quite frankly, like the Red Sox have lost the last two games each by a run. They lost 1-0 last night. So,
well, and I was going to say,
no.
Yeah, and I was going to say, on the contrary, you know, you have teams like the Baltimore Orioles who are minus 119 or the Kansas City Royals who are minus 133. And in their cases, those numbers actually mean exactly what they say. They're a really bad baseball team, and that's why their records are 19-50 and 22-48. Go ahead, Mike.
Exactly.
No, I was, you know, a couple of questions here for you, John. I saw something the other day that said the attendance is down almost 9%. What's behind that? Is there something baseball's not doing to attract, you know, the fans?
I think it's a couple of things, Mike. The first thing I would suggest to you is that I looked at the standings yesterday, and there were 4 teams on track to win over 100 games. There were 6 teams on track, and I'm talking all of Major League Baseball now, 6 teams on track to lose 100 or more. That means that 10 of your 30 teams are exceptionally good or exceptionally bad. I think when a third of your teams are exceptionally good or exceptionally bad, a lot of people look at the matchups and just decide not to go because it's almost a foregone conclusion. The second thing I look at, and I look at it specifically from a Toronto standpoint because that's what the place where I go to watch games, the ticket prices, because of the players and the salaries that they're getting, the ticket prices are getting unmanageable for the average fan. Toronto did not play 500 ball last year. They were in last place until the last day of the season when they managed to get out of it and finish fourth in a 5-team division. Ticket prices went up 17%. As a fan, I'm not really sure how you justify that. Everybody likes value for money, and you have to get to the point where you question whether it's really a value for your money at all, and that would be the two things I would look at. Yeah, I can't hear anybody in the background.
Yeah, I can't hear anybody either.
I'm sorry. Hey, John, my bad. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Brewers, 42-28 right now. Okay, that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about. The Cubs are just a half a game back behind them right now. And the truth is that, you know, we've seen this from the Brewers before, where they lead, they're the front runners for the season, and then all of a sudden they fall apart. Is that a scenario that could happen to the Brewers this year, or do they have enough to keep them in the front and keep them leading the division and potentially having their way and fighting for a pennant?
Little bit of both, I think, Andy. We talked earlier about the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers and the number of games they've played within their own division. Milwaukee, 14-15 within their own division. The Cubs, 19-13. Games fairly close, 32 versus 29. That means the Brewers have still got more games to play within their division than the Cubs do. If they're a game below 500 now and continue that pace through the rest of the season, that's not going to help them. That's going to let other teams catch them, and they're sitting there with only a half a game lead. So they've got to pick up their play within the Central Division. Do they have what it takes to do that? Yes, I believe they do, but I still think they're a starting pitcher away from being a real solid ball club, and it will be very interesting to see if they have the means or have the will to go out and get that starting pitcher at the end of this month, hopefully for the stretch drive. But in short answer, yes, I think it's doable.
Hey, John, as always, you know we appreciate your time greatly. Have a wonderful day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down for us, telling us the skinny, or giving us the skinny a little bit on the NHL, and we're just kind of wrapping that up because obviously it's over and done with, man. It's finished. It is what it is. And same with the NBA, man. That's over too. But a lot to get into, obviously, in the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Back, everybody. A lot to get into in the sports world. As you know, the U.S. Open is actually going on right now, man. It's a great way to spend Father's Day weekend, hanging out, watching a little bit of golf, and watching some of the craziness that can happen on a golf course, Mike, with what Phil Mickelson did just yesterday on that 13th green, man. I've never seen anything like it. And I know they showed John Daly doing something similar, but the truth is, I don't expect to see that from one of the best in the game, man.
No, it's one of those things where it's disappointing to see out of one of the greats of the game. Should he have disqualified himself? Sure. Okay. But by the rules, you know, he could do that, take a 2-stroke penalty and walk off. If he's going to hide behind that, so be it. But really, you know, I had said this at the top of the broadcast that, you know, if you're out golfing with your son or your daughter or just buddies and stuff, and they're kind of pulling that stuff, one, as an amateur, you kind of gloss over it a little bit, but two, you don't like to see it. And you don't like to sit out one of the greats of the game. And I tend to agree with you, Dorf, that they, you know, I think they took it a little easy on him. I think I might be taking a little easy on him. But I think in the end, that whole Mickelson mess, as I called it yesterday, is not going to take away from just this fourth round, which is tuning up to be a really good fourth round of the U.S. Open.
Well, and to further this, the players are complaining tremendously about the golf course, how it's set up, saying it's too difficult, it's unfair. You know what? The bottom line is it's a U.S. Open, and there have been scores in the past that are over par to win the event. And just in case you don't know what Phil Mickelson did on that 13th green yesterday, this is what happened. Basically, in a nutshell, he was putting, and he was looking like an amateur because all he was doing was putting back and forth. The ball's going past the hole. It's going past the hole. It's going past the hole. So what does he do? He runs after the ball before it stops rolling, and he hits the ball back the other way toward the hole. That is illegal. That is cheating. And it's weird because nobody has said, like, cheating. They haven't used those words, Mike. I find it to be somewhat insulting to the common person when you don't call this cheating, because at the end of the day, man, it is cheating. He knew exactly what he was doing. It was premeditated, to be quite honest with you. And he, the way he described what he did was the fact that I'm going to do this because I knew the ball was going to roll off the green, and therefore I wanted to just take the 2-shot penalty. The bottom line is I don't necessarily believe that he would have gotten up and down in 2 strokes had that ball gone past the hole and he let it go the full distance. He would have been off that green. So I think what he did consciously, knowing that if he lets the ball go, he's going to be that much further away from the hole. He did this on purpose. And I think that that's the problem with the rule, is that if there is intent to cheat, I think that they should change the rule in the sense of that is a disqualifiable act.
I would agree with you on that. It looked very amateurish. It did look premeditated, as you said. Being that it was Phil Mickelson, who, you know, we've never had anything bad to say really about Mickelson besides, you know, maybe some shots that go awry from time to time in big moments and stuff like that, but nothing exactly to the level of, you know, cheating the game. And golf prides itself in being a gentleman's game and all those kind of things. So to see one of a future Hall of Famer kind of premeditate and decide, you know what, my round's going bad as it is. I'm just going to take a 2-stroke penalty and just kind of keep going with my round. So bottom line, it was just disappointing to see. And Phil's one of my favorites on the tour and has been for years. So it was disappointing to see something like that out of someone you've looked up to, you know, me as a, you know, young 20-year-old, 30-year-old guy. That kind of plays the game that you let, you know, you want it to be how you want it to be played. Anyways, let's not forget that there's a U.S. Open going on, man. And to your point that they were complaining about how the course was, I understand it. The U.S. Open to me has always been the toughest out of the four majors to do that. And I can't remember if it was someone from Shinnecock Hills or a PGA guy that's kind of in charge of setting the course up, that, you know, that kind of thing. He was even saying that it was maybe a little too tough for him because good shots were not being rewarded for the players. And I get that. And you know, he said, we didn't anticipate the wind, you know, being what it was, but still it is, you know, it is up to the players to make the shots, and the players have to adjust to the conditions on the course, whether it's wind, whether it's rain, you know, whatever, because look, when you go out to England to play the Open, you got wind, you got rain three quarters of the time. And I never really hear people complaining about it out there. So hearing them complain about it here was a little bit, you know, it was a little bit sour grapes to me a little bit. But we'll see what happens today.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, the conditions are the same for every single player out there on the course. So at the end of the day, man, especially when you're talking about weather, dude, they're playing by the ocean. You cannot anticipate what the winds are going to be like 100%, and they're going to be different throughout the day too. This is an interesting comment from somebody watching us here on Facebook Live, by the way. You can go to Andy Dorf, it's public, or Mike Wilson, I'm sure. We're both public at this point, putting the show out there. Ed says, what determines premeditated? And obviously he's talking about Phil Mickelson and what happened on that 13th green yesterday. Was it something he was working on for days, or did he get stuck in a moment and make a bad decision? You know, I think that's he has a very good point. Yes, that was in the moment. But in the moment, he knew that if he let that ball go, it was going to roll off of the green. So once again, premeditated. What I'm meaning by this is that he knew in that situation that this was going bad. So at some point during this bad situation, he decided, you know what, I'm just going to go hit the ball before it stops rolling. But that's a great point that he made, to be honest with you, because yes, it's a bad decision, but also I do think it was premeditated. He got so frustrated. The bottom line is frustration set in for Phil Mickelson, and we saw it on that green. And unlike you, Mike, I hate to say this, I'm not a Phil Mickelson guy. I don't really appreciate that smirk that he has. I don't like the way that he walks around on the golf course. There's been something about this guy that's rubbed me wrong for a long, long time, and this puts the nail over, you know, the top, and ultimately, this to me is something that definitely will tarnish his legacy in the golf world.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good look. I don't know how much it's really going to tarnish it. I mean, he has the majors, he has the hardware behind it, but I will certainly agree that it's not a good look. It's not something that you do if you're Phil Mickelson, and you know, he's going to get it from fans from today on about, you know, the whole mistake. And I mean, the people that attend these golf tournaments half the time, I mean, they're lubed up with Bud Light and, you know, that kind of stuff. They're going to let them have it, and deservedly so. You know, I mean, am I going to look at Phil Mickelson any different than I did yesterday? Probably not. Am I going to be disappointed in him? Yeah. Like I said at the top of the program, like this is not a good look, man.
Here's what I'm trying to get to, and here's my point. I don't think that other guys on the top of this leaderboard would cheat, okay? I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, this is cheating. Phil Mickelson cheated on national television, bro. And if you don't think that that's a bad look and something that can tarnish a guy's legacy, I think we see this completely different. And I think that ultimately the biggest thing that bothers me about this is that we're taking away from the guys that are top of the leaderboard, like Brooks Koepka, like Dustin Johnson, who, by the way, shot a 77 in round three, which in most cases he would be completely out of the tournament. But because of the difficulty of this course, he's not out of the tournament. What about Berger? What about Justin Rose, who's right there? Stenson, who's there? Jimmy Furyk, who's right there? We're not talking about the guys that are actually in the mix. And I think that, to me, that's the biggest disappointment about what Phil Mickelson did. He made the U.S. Open about him when it has no business to be about him.
Yeah, I mean, and the key for the broadcast people today is just not talk about it. Like, focus on the players at the top of the leaderboard. Make it about them. Take the take the focus off of Phil. I mean, Phil would want that. And he would want them talking about the people at the top of the leaderboard. I'm sure of that. So, yeah, I mean, we got Koepka, Johnson, Berger. How about the guy yesterday, Piercy? The guy, he shot 9 over. He was in that last group with Johnson, and now he's, now he's way back from the pack. So it will be interesting to see who is, who's going to step up today. Does DJ? I thought DJ was almost untouchable. So we'll see what happens going in the fourth round.
I've never really been a fan of DJ, by the way, either. And once again, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're here every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So adjust your clocks wherever you are in the world, in the country, because we're always here live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. And, it's interesting when you look at those guys that are atop of the leaderboard. Brooks Koepka, it'd be cool to see this guy go back to back. I mean, that doesn't happen very often at a U.S. Open in general, Mike. And, DJ, again, I think the guy hits the ball really nice. Don't get me wrong. He's long as hell, okay? But the touch sometimes leaves him. He was putting so well early in this tournament on Thursday and Friday, making some tough putts. And then all of a sudden, the putter failed him big time yesterday. The one thing I'll give him credit for is he never really seemed to, like in the past, where he's lost his composure. I didn't necessarily see that out of DJ. So maybe over the years, because he's had so much failure, he's learning to a certain degree how to handle this a little bit better. And maybe, just maybe, he is ready to step up and take the lead today and just run with it. But time will tell, obviously. Sundays are a fun day on the PGA Tour, man.
There's three guys I'm kind of rooting for here. I got Furyk, Stenson, and Rose. I love those three guys. Would I like to see Furyk come from three behind and win it? I mean, he's up there in age a little bit. He's always been a steady, steady golfer out there. And to see him win a U.S. Open would be great. Justin Rose, talk about another, guy who's been around for a while. He's won a British. And then Stenson. I think Stenson to me is just when I watch him swing a club, I sit there in awe because it's just I would want my swing to look like that, man. I mean, those three guys, Rose, Stenson, and Furyk, I'm rooting hard for today. It would be cool to see Koepka go back to back for the first time since Curtis Strange did it in 88-89. So we'll see what happens. But man, we got a ton of guys within like 3-4 shots of the lead and a tough golf course. So get your popcorn, get your soda, and let's watch.
Hey, once again, another weekend without Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, no Rory McIlroy. Like, come on, man. I know we got the best in the world in Dustin Johnson, but those are guys that people want to see playing over the weekend. And unfortunately, once again, Tiger Woods is fooling everybody. I'll keep saying it, man, because the dude has lost it. If you ask me, he just does not seem to be the same guy at all, man. And people think he can turn it on at some point. I think you're crazy. That's what I think at this point. Anyways, we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously, Father's Day edition. Wishing all the great fathers out there a happy Father's Day. I'll tell you what, it means a lot to be able to watch golf with your dad on Father's Day. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do that. But truth be told, do want to wish a happy Father's Day out there to all the fathers out there. And, you know, I just want to throw this point out there, Mike, before we take another break. And then hour number two will be coming up in just a moment. But, you know, Rafael Nadal last week did something very special. He won his 11th French Open title, which is just unprecedented, unbelievable, just total domination on that surface. My point to you is this. If people want to call Roger Federer the so-called GOAT of tennis, then the guy should show up and represent himself on every single surface and not just decide to totally not play any of the clay tournaments, because he knows at the end of the day, when it comes to the French Open, which is what they're all building up to when they play these smaller tournaments, you know, they're all of them, whether it's Wimbledon, the US Open, Australian, they have all these little tournaments that they build up to, and they make it so that, you know, the big prize is that major. Well, the truth is that Roger Federer has shied away from the French Open and the clay court season for many years right now, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is going after him about the fact that when you're called the GOAT, you show up and play wherever, whenever, however, it doesn't make a difference. So that's something that kind of bothers me a little bit about Roger Federer, the guy that people like to call the GOAT in the tennis circuit. Anyways, I know we got to take a break. Sorry I ranted a little bit. We'll get back at it on the other side. Hour number one of the books. Hour number two coming up right now. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
One suspect was killed and over a dozen people, including a 13-year-old boy, were injured when two gunmen opened fire at an all-night art festival in New Jersey early today. Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri.
At least two of the suspects in this mass casualty shooting are in custody. As we indicated, one of the individuals has been pronounced deceased. The other individual is in police custody.
About 1,000 people have been in the area for the Art All Night Festival that showcases work by local artists, music, and food. Three inmates, including one charged with murder, busted through the wall of an Illinois jail on Saturday morning and led authorities on a manhunt. Justin Bray, Zachary Schock, and Johnny Tipton allegedly used a pipe to break a hole in the concrete wall of White County Jail in Carmi, Illinois. Neighbors say they're in shock.
When I go home, I'm going to make sure I lock my car and make sure I lock my apartment.
Bray was captured last night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump will head to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to discuss immigration with a House Republican conference. That comes after lawmakers were thrown into confusion Friday after Trump initially said in a Fox News interview that he wouldn't support a compromise immigration bill that had taken weeks to negotiate. The White House later released an official statement saying Trump would support the legislation if it makes its way to his desk. Many are puzzled that the president blames Democrats for the separation of families at the U.S.-Mexico border, including Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who spoke to ABC News.
Especially on Father's Day, we should be cherishing families and supporting them, not ripping children away and then blaming it on Democrats or anyone else when there is no law.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the president's vision cannot be more clear on immigration.
He wants to have a sovereign nation that has physical borders. These Democrats refuse to provide the funding necessary so that you can expand the detention centers, that you have more ICE agents, some common sense measures.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is now in jail in Virginia. Here's more from USA's Wendy King.
His ankle bracelets were revoked amid allegations of witness tampering from special counsel Robert Mueller. He faces trial for various charges, including failing to register as a foreign agent. Manafort and his Russian business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, allegedly asked European contacts to testify that their lobbying work did not take place in the U.S. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Manafort's attorney, "This is not middle school. I can't take his cell phone. I have no appetite for this." Manafort will now remain in jail until his trial concludes later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
He was on vacation, joined a protest, and now he's detained in Vietnam. That account from relatives of 32-year-old Will Nguyen, an American whose violent arrest in Ho Chi Minh City last week was captured on video. His sister, Victoria Nguyen, told ABC News this week that her brother was protesting controversial new economic zones in Vietnam that may favor Chinese investors and tweeting about the protests.
He was very excited about it. He was, you know, tweeting like play-by-plays and at one point, it just stopped. His tweets had stopped. And I think at that point, one of the witnesses indicated that he was being arrested.
She says her brother was beaten and dragged into the back of a police truck. For USA Radio.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with my man Mike Wilson. Your thoughts and opinions, by the way, they're totally encouraged. They're welcomed. I haven't thrown the number out at all. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Well, if you didn't know, the U.S. Open is going on. It's Sunday. It's a Father's Day weekend. It's beautiful stuff. We all love it. It's great. It's just... It's like storybook stuff, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, a lot going on in the sports world. Major League Baseball in full throttle. Those Yankees, those Boston Red Sox just continue to play really, really good baseball. I guess they're just really good baseball teams, Mike, to be honest with you, at the end of the day. And it's almost like probably too bad that those two teams can't meet in the World Series when you really think about it, because they're probably going to have the two best records in all of Major League Baseball.
More than likely, yeah. I mean, they're the two best teams right now. I don't see that changing at all unless the Dodgers really figure this out and go on some run like they did last year. Whether your Brewers or my Cubs catch fire, we don't know. But right now it's the Yankees and the Red Sox for sure.
Absolutely. And obviously the World Cup is going on too. So if there's World Cup fans out there, we'd love to hear from you, talk about your team. And then obviously right around the corner, the NBA draft. So I think we'll have to get into that on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up for hour number two. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get into, as we all know. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And I did mention World Cup. Obviously, it's gone on, and sometimes people love this stuff. Sometimes people hate this stuff. It's only every 4 years, so, you know, you might as well embrace it. It's a little too bad. No Italy, no USA involved this year, but we do have an unbelievable upset potentially brewing here. Mexico is leading 1-0 over Germany, who the last time we had the World Cup, if I'm not mistaken, they were the World Cup champs. So the truth is this would be a huge upset. And if I'm not mistaken, Mike, Mexico, very well represented. I think this game is in Russia, if I'm not mistaken, and they're very well represented by their people and their fans. So not necessarily that surprising to see Mexico putting on a pretty good effort here.
No, it's not. And Germany knows. I mean, Germany is a machine. I mean, that the way they do soccer over there, they just kick out world-class player after world-class player. So they're going to get everybody's best shot. It's kind of like the Golden State Warriors of the NBA. They're going to get everybody's best shot every night. And Mexico's giving it to them right now, 1-0. And you're exactly right. That would be a big upset early on here in the World Cup.
All right. So speaking of best shots, let's go out to our buddy Anthony in Sarasota, who wants to talk to us. Anthony, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What is on your mind, my brother? What's up?
Andy and Mike, I'm wondering if you can answer this question for me. I'm with the MLS expanding and stuff like that, with teams in like Ohio and Miami and stuff like that. Do you think the league is gonna, you know how in Europe they have they have big youth development leagues, like big academies and stuff like that? Do you think they're gonna invest more in developing their own players and having their players, like young players, not go over to Europe and stuff like that?
It's a great question, Anthony. And here, let me answer it to you this way. Here's the problem with soccer in the U.S. is that there's so many different outlets for people. They have basketball, they have baseball, they have football. And the truth is that it seems like more people are into those sports than they are into soccer. And that
most of the athletes end up going to like baseball, football, basketball. You don't see it's not that soccer's not athletic here for the men's side. It's just most of the big athletes don't choose soccer. They choose basketball, football, and baseball.
Exactly. So ultimately what is happening here, and I'm not trying to sound like this
like
is sour
a
grapes
or something.
Yeah, I'm
like
not
that.
I'm not trying to give like sour grapes either. The truth is that the American players that are playing are not our best athletes, like you're saying. Our best athletes go to different sports like basketball, baseball, football, whatever, just something other than soccer. So I'm actually it would be interesting. I think you have a great question. I think you have a great point. It would be really interesting if our best athletes would get involved in soccer, because I think that American soccer would absolutely benefit from that, my friend.
Because I noticed that with the women, all their best athletes go to soccer because they don't have a big selection. They only have basketball and softball. It's not like us where we have baseball, football, and basketball.
I think it's funny how you're it's like the guys are us and then the women they don't have any other outlets. But I get what you're saying. I mean it's definitely slimmer for them. Their forum.
Not being sexist or anything like that. It's not our fault. It's just that.
No, it's true. What you're saying is absolutely true, my friend. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, every little kid plays soccer in this country. And I've always looked at, I played years of soccer. I played high school soccer, and, yep. And I've always kind of looked at soccer as the sport that teaches you your coordination, that hand-eye coordination, and it teaches you different things so that when you get bigger, maybe stronger, and you take an interest in basketball, hockey, baseball, you know, football, you're a little bit more athletically inclined going into those other sports than having to learn those other sports while you are trying to figure out your coordination.
Yeah, because I can't remember the guy who played who the Martins drafted it. The outfielder that the Martins drafted this year, he played soccer, and he said he didn't play soccer because he wanted to go pro or anything like that. He used it for athletic eye-hand coordination because with soccer you have to have good better eye-hand coordination than baseball, which I'm not saying those baseball players don't have good hand-eye coordination and stuff like that. It's just that with soccer, you have to be more coordinated with your eyes because you're constantly passing the ball and stuff like that.
I will also add to this that, you know, when I was growing up, Hakeem Olajuwon he will always be my favorite center. He played soccer growing up. You see a lot of these European guys that come over from, you know, Europe, obviously, to play American
and
basketball
African,
or football.
The African players, too. The African players as well. I think a guy that got drafted last year, he didn't start playing basketball till he was in college because he transferred over to play college basketball and stuff like that because – in Africa, they're not big into basketball. They don't have – their high schools don't play basketball and stuff like that. They only play soccer.
I'm with you. Hey, let me ask you this, Anthony. Are you a big soccer guy, I'm guessing, yes or no?
Once the team opens up here, I'm a big soccer fan. I watch all the European leagues and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
You
watch the EPL?
Yeah, I prefer La Liga, to be honest. I'm not a big fan of EPL. It's a little bit overrated, to be honest.
So let me ask you this. Who do you like in the World Cup? Who's your favorite to win this thing? And who's your dark horse, by the way?
My dark horse is Nigeria. And
I agree.
And my favorite is going to be, like, of course, the top ten teams usually like Portugal, Spain, and stuff like that. But my favorite team is Spain.
Yeah, Spain's fun to watch. Argentina's fun to watch, too, obviously.
Ronaldo the other day.
With the hat trick. Yeah, that was cool stuff, man. Did you see that, the way that he bent that ball around those guys when he had that penalty?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I saw that goal. I was watching the actual game. That goal was ridiculous. It was at a weird angle. I think it was, like, on the side of the goal, right?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I mean, look, the guy can literally do anything with that ball off of his foot. It's amazing. This is a good question, seriously, for both you guys. Why don't more of these soccer players wind up going to the NFL and kicking field goals at the end of their career? Because the truth is these guys can really kick the ball. They can shape it however they want to shape it, Mike. So if you ask me, might be a good idea for these guys to every now and then think about going to the NFL when they can no longer run up and down the field like they do, like deer. So it's maybe not a bad idea late in your career.
Martin Dramatica, the guy who used to play for the Arizona, I think it was the Cardinals.
Yep, Cardinals. Yeah, the guy
he played soccer. He came from Germany or whatever. He played in NFL Europe, but he played soccer growing up.
Well, and I think Mike brought up a great point, too, about soccer. I think we all played it as a kid. I mean, and it's a good team sport. That's the one thing that you left out about it, Mike, is it teaches you how to work with other people so that if you do move on to the NFL or basketball, whatever, and obviously basketball, you're working with less players, but the NFL, similar in the situation, got 11 guys out there. The bottom line is this, man. We don't take as much pride in soccer here in the U.S. as they do elsewhere in the world, Anthony, and that's why we don't compete with these guys year in and year out, and especially every 4 years when the World Cup comes.
Yeah, and you notice that's why most of our young players go to Europe to get developed. Pulisic, our new midfielder, the guy that like keep on comparing to like Ronaldo and stuff like that, and Messi.
Yes,
he came from Germany. He played at Dortmund. He was developed in Dortmund. Most of our really good like young players are developed in Europe, in Spain or England or Germany. You don't see most of because the biggest leagues, the biggest teams here in the U.S. they don't have a ton of money to develop players. That's why most of our young players go to Europe to get developed.
That's a good point. It's a good point, Anthony. Appreciate your phone call, brother. We're up against a break, man. You have a wonderful Sunday. If you're a father, Yeah, if you're a father yourself, man, happy Father's Day, brother. Good call from Anthony in Sarasota, man.
Yeah, talking some World Cup. Fans,
yeah, talking a little World Cup soccer here on the program. You know, we got you covered in every way, man. It doesn't matter. We can talk basketball. We can talk football, baseball. We can talk soccer. Whatever's on your mind, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Big Skin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be back, everybody. Got to take a little pause for the cause and then a little more Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Continuing to watch this Mexico-Germany game unfold. Mexico now about 70 minutes into the game, still holding that 1-0 lead over the defending World Cup champs, Germany, at this point. Obviously, the U.S. Open going on. Later on, we'll really get into that, obviously, because throughout the day, the guys that are up on top of that leaderboard, they come out and play. But something we've been shying away from, Mike, for like an hour and a half now is the NBA draft, which is upon us, June 21st, 4 p.m., I believe, our time here in the Valley of the Sun. So that would be 7 o'clock Eastern time. But the Suns, something they've never had in their 50 years, man, the number one draft pick. And the truth is when you have the number one draft pick, I think you're obviously excited. There's a lot of time to be thinking about, wow, what could this mean for our future? But there's also that moment where you're like, we better not screw this thing up either. Right. So is it very cut, clear, and dry? Is it DeAndre Ayton? Is that the choice of the Phoenix Suns? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. There's no ifs, ands, or big buts about this. I mean, you got to choose Ayton, and if you're not going to go with Ayton, you better go with Marvin Bagley as a second pick. I just see those two as the two top prospects in this draft. I saw Ayton up close and personal play in person probably, I think it was like 4 or 5 times. I saw him put up 30-point games in the Pac-12 tournament with like 15, 16 rebounds. He was dominant during the Pac-12 season. He like I was saying earlier, I think it was off air. He has a nice little 10 to 15 foot jump shot. He can hit the college three. I don't think the Suns really want him stepping out to the NBA three, but he has somewhat of a mid-range game, and he's 7'1". He's 265 pounds, and guess what? He is from one end of his left hand to the other hand of his right hand, he is 7'5", wingspan. The NBA is going, or has been for a long time, full of big, long guys, and he's about as big and as long as you can get. So if they don't take Ayton, I would be shocked. If they didn't take Bagley, I would be shocked. I'm just hoping they just don't screw this up.
Yeah, no, you know, it's interesting. The other day I happened to be watching the Bulls and the Utah Jazz game six from the NBA Finals years ago. I don't know if you happened to catch that, but I was watching it. And what I was watching is I'm sitting there and I'm watching this game and I'm like, wow, the game has totally changed. Yes. Like back in the day, they rarely would shoot three-pointers. It just wasn't really something that they tried to do. They literally tried to get layups. Now you're trying to get three-point baskets. And so many plays for guys moving toward the basket in that game, the Bulls and Utah, and just thinking about the way that it worked, the three-point shot was seriously, it was like a delicatessen. It was just like an art. It was something that you not everybody possessed. Now it seems like everybody possesses that. DeAndre Ayton is a guy that possesses the ability to shoot that shot. I would like this guy to have a really good low post presence though too. I think that you're right, man. You can't go wrong taking DeAndre Ayton. You can't go wrong taking Marvin Bagley, at least the way that it looks on paper and the way that all the so-called experts look at these guys. But the truth is that I think – is he similar to Joel Embiid? Would you say that these two guys are pretty similar, DeAndre Ayton and Joel Embiid? Are they the same player?
No, you're very much on target with that comparison. I think they're even from the same Caribbean island. I think they're both from the Bahamas or Jamaica or something like that as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I look at Ayton as a slightly slimmer Joel Embiid. I mean, Embiid has some size to him. Like he has some bulk in him, but he's been in the weight room with NBA trainers and weightlifting coaches and all that stuff. You put Ayton in that same thing, dear Lord, if he even picks up a weight for a couple of years, he could be absolutely massive as a low post presence. And to tell you the truth, Andy, I miss teams that have a low post presence like an Embiid or like when we were growing up. Hey, you just dump the ball down to Akeem the Dream, Patrick Ewing, Rick Schmitz, you know, and you can get some easy baskets around. Now everything, like you said, everything's three-pointers. And if you ain't hitting the three, you know, good luck to it, because if you have no low post, you got nothing.
Yeah, no, it's just the game has changed so much. I seriously encourage people, go watch a game from the 80s or the 90s and then watch a game from 2018. The game is so different. The way that it's played, the speed of the game, it's a lot faster. Well, it's a lot faster, number one. Number two, the shot selection, just completely different. I think you still had those your two-way players, you know, and the guys that could play both sides of the floor. But you had these guys that were experts and guys that did certain things like a Steve Kerr, for instance, from the game that I was watching in that Bulls Utah game. You know, he came in and he was a 3-point assassin. That's what that guy did. He was a marksman. He was a shooter. And he was a guy that was a luxury, you know? So the game is played so differently today than it was yesterday. Let me ask you about this. Speaking of that, Trae Young, are people sleeping on this guy? I know, you know, look, he had a really good start to his freshman year, didn't finish so well. Oklahoma didn't do anything in the tournament. But Trae Young, that's a kid that I remember throughout the season, at least the college season, saying, this kid's got some game, and then he kind of got figured out. Is this a guy people are sleeping on a little bit, yes or no?
I think they might be sleeping on him a little bit, so yes. I don't like the size of him, like the physical size of him, because the NBA game compared to the college game is a little bit, you can get pushed around. You can get game plan for a lot easier being the size that he is. And people want to say, oh, he's the next Steph Curry and all that kind of stuff. Right now, Steph Curry's kind of the outlier. He's not. Trae Young is not Steph Curry, and he may never be. He may be the first Trae Young type of thing. So, you know, we may we may see something blow up right in front of us like we did with Steph Curry. I mean, nobody, if you predicted this is what Steph Curry was going to do as a pro, you're lying to yourself. There, no one saw this coming. So, and we may see this with Trae Young. I would pass on him just from a physical standpoint. He can get thrown into the third row kind of deal and bodied up real easy in the pros. So, you know, but if you need a point guard, he can play point for you. He could be the shooting guard, run him off screens, you know, that kind of thing.
Hey, is there anybody in the Pac-12 that we're not thinking of that might wind up being a steal? What do you think about that kid that played for Villanova, Brunson? Do you think he's got a chance to be a pretty good pro? Yes or no?
See, I think he does. I think he has the fundamentals. I think he's more fundamentally sound than Trae Young. Like, you put him in the game, and I think he could be a quality backup point guard for years in this league. I just do. He's just solid. Does he make a lot of mistakes? No. Like, you never really saw him turn the ball over all that much for Villanova. And then you got that other Villanova kid. I have a hard time saying his last name, but the kid that just shot his way and helped Villanova win the title, you know, the white kid I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Italian kid. I can't remember.
The Italian kid, yes. I think he's going to be a good pro because he can shoot.
No, I'm with you. Obviously, I hear the music behind us. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to get the heck out of Dodge. You're a father yes. yourself, so you're going to have a Father's Day with your kids and family, which is great, man. Happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Happy Father's Day to you. I know you are the father to, you know, the father type to a lot of kids as well, as including your girlfriends. And one last thing before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Just thoughts and prayers with Zach Randolph, the forward that played for Memphis for a bunch of years. His brother was shot and killed in Indiana last night. That's always a tough thing to lose, you know, a sibling, but thoughts and prayers with Zach Randolph.
Yeah, obviously thoughts and prayers with the family today. Mike, as always, brother, it's a true pleasure talking to you sports. I enjoy doing it, man. Have a great Father's Day. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back. I'm going to rap about the sports world, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Just got rid of Mike Wilson, who hangs out with me each and every week. Obviously, Father's Day, he's going to get out and hang out with the family a little bit. I'm going to get you through the last 20 minutes or so. 1-800-878-7529. You can join me. You can always follow me and obviously hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I'm going to just go around a bunch of different things that are on my mind with what's happened here over the last week. Obviously, I come to you every Sunday live, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then I do come back at 10 p.m. Pacific time to hang out with you on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. So Dorfman is always here for you on Sundays. Believe me, always here for you on Sundays. I love talking to you. I love your thoughts and I love your opinions. But when I don't have you, I have to throw out my opinions and my thoughts about what I'm seeing. And I want to go back to the U.S. Open. And I want to go back to what Phil Mickelson did. If you didn't see it, what happened was this. He was on the 13th green. He was struggling profusely with his putter. And his ball had not yet stopped rolling. And he went and hit the ball back toward the hole. That is cheating, people. Any way you slice it, any way you want to cut it, that is cheating. And it's weird to me that this is not a bigger story in the sense of cheating. He took advantage of a really bad rule. Like, seriously, a really, really bad rule. Ultimately, if you ask me what should have happened, Phil Mickelson should have been disqualified from competing in the final day of the U.S. Open. And whether they were sentimental about this, because it's Father's Day, he's Phil Mickelson, he's one of the game's legends, he's won every major except for the U.S. Open. So to me, this is something that really bothers me about one of the best players or one of the greats, not necessarily one of the best anymore, but one of the greats to play this game, and a guy that people respect greatly. This was a Bush League move. This is something that not a professional is supposed to do. And I know that there has something been done like this in the past by one John Daly. And what John Daly did was just as atrocious, maybe even more so. But that was back in like the 90s. And what I saw happened in 2018, on June 16th of 2018. That really, as I was watching it, I couldn't believe my eyes. I had to like seriously do a double take. Did Phil Mickelson really just do what I thought he just did? Did he really hit his ball before it stopped moving? Yes, he did. And he knew exactly what he was doing, because at the interviews afterwards, he said he knew that his ball was going to roll off the green. And what actually happened here, people, is frustration took over this man. And it made him make a terrible, not bad, but a terrible decision. I don't know if I would call this disrespecting the game, because I think that that's the way that people chose to go at him. I would have gone at him in a much different way. I would have said, listen, Phil, do you feel like you just cheated? Just ask him. Ask him the real words that you really want to ask. Don't beat around the bush with this dude. Don't put him on a pedestal because what he did was wrong. His playing partner, all he could do was laugh because he couldn't believe what he saw one of the greats in this game do. And maybe the biggest thing to me that is the most disappointing about this is it's taking on more of the conversation than what really should be the conversation, which is the guys at the top of the leaderboard. And with that being said, all these guys, they're all complaining about the setup of the golf course. Players are fumed about the U.S. Open setup. And they get the USGA to admit, look, we made an error. We set this thing up too difficult because we weren't able to judge what the wind might be doing or the conditions. We weren't totally able to have those things into consideration. Let me just say something on behalf of the USGA. You don't need to apologize. The conditions are the same for every player. So at the end of the day, you have created a level playing field for everybody. Whether or not they're able to handle it, that's up to them. The course is the same for everybody that goes out there and plays it. The difference is the time of day that you play. So the conditions of the weather and the rain or whatever have you, that changes. But that's life. You know, it's not always going to be 98 and sunny like it is here in Arizona. And not a cloud in the sky and just a bunch of humidity and heat. If it were, then you know what? They should play every single tournament here in Arizona, to be honest with you. Weather is part of the elements is what I'm trying to tell you, people. Conditions are part of the game. They're not supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be able to go out there and deal with the conditions. Well, Phil Mickelson let his emotions get the best of him, and he lost it, man. And I think that they were completely way too lenient on this guy. This had DQ written all over it. Premeditated, knowing what he was doing, he took complete advantage of that rule. Complete advantage of that rule. So at the end of the day, maybe they need to go and rethink that rule. Because when you heard his explanation, he did it on purpose. He cheated the game. He cheated himself on purpose. But yet he got a free pass and he's playing on Sunday. No DQ. It boggles my mind. It absolutely boggles my mind. And if you can't tell, I've been a little bit upset about it. All right, a couple other things I want to get off my chest before I get out of here. By the way, if you want to jump in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up and follow me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, I'm here every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time till 10 a.m. Pacific time. Taking your thoughts, your calls, your opinions about what's going on in the sports world. And then I come back late night, start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We do the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. So believe me, I'm accessible. All right, so I've given you my thoughts about the U.S. Open. And I'm just excited for the day, to be honest with you. I really gave you my thoughts about Phil Mickelson because that seemed to overshadow most things. No Tiger Woods on the weekend. No Rory McIlroy. No Jordan Spieth. I mean, that's wow. You just don't normally see that. I mean, those guys are guys that we want to see. But they're not there on the weekend. I think Tiger's fooled people for a long, long time. I don't see this guy being able to win another major. I don't see it. I don't see him putting together four rounds of golf. Something is going to break down, whether it's his putting, whether it's his iron play, whether it's his driver off the tee. I just don't see it anymore. Real quickly, I want to hit on the NBA draft. Coming up the 21st of June, 4 p.m., I believe, Pacific time, which would be 7 p.m. Eastern time. You know, the NBA draft is it's not like the NFL draft where it's a complete crapshoot and you're picking names. And this, you know, you're picking names to a certain degree, but you're also trying to figure out pieces to your puzzle like you are in any other sport. But I think it's a little bit easier to get to that in the NBA. Five guys versus 11 guys in the NFL. And obviously it's a lot more than 11 guys. But I'm talking about on the actual field. I think this DeAndre Ayton kid is going to be good. I love Marvin Bagley. I've been a big fan of his. Both those kids from Arizona. And I've known about Bagley since he was like in sixth grade. I've been watching this kid. To me, he's the guy. To me, he is the guy in this draft. Time will tell, obviously. There's going to be some guys that we didn't think about in the second round that are going to be steals, if you will. But if you're the Phoenix Suns, you can't mess this thing up. You just can't mess this thing up. And when you have a guy like DeAndre Ayton, it's pretty hard not to want to select this guy. I don't think they've had too many guys work out for them, to be honest with you. They've had a few, I mean, of course. But I think that they know what they want to do. They know who they need to go after. They know how to put a piece to this puzzle with Devin Booker. And Josh Jackson, by the way, who grew up a lot throughout the season. And I think that that's also part of it, too, is you have to find guys that are going to mix well with your team that you have and then be able to obviously come in and show their character and their personality and give you their best on the floor. But you got to mesh talent together. Ask LeBron James, trust me. Speaking of which, I found it interesting because Shaq says that LeBron's legend, he's a legend and that he doesn't need any more rings to make his legacy any better. And ultimately, I think LeBron James is playing, obviously, because he wants to continue to get rings and championships. Only makes sense. That's what you play for. All right, something else I want to get out there. I know I only got a couple minutes. But Major League Baseball, again, I'm going to keep saying this until it's not like this. And hopefully it doesn't happen, to be quite honest with you. But I think we all knew that the American League East was going to be a two-team race. So that's not really all that exciting. Okay, you got New York, you got Boston. Those are the two cities that are going to be excited about watching their teams in that division. The Rays, Blue Jays are 16 back. Baltimore, 28 and a half. Are you kidding me? That's embarrassing. That is absolutely embarrassing. The Cleveland Indians are treading water, if you ask me. Are they bored? I don't know. I don't know. But the truth is that nobody in their division can actually push them. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're bored because they know they're going to win. And they don't really have to do that much to get the win. The Astros and the Mariners, I think this is going to be fun. I really do. I think the Mariners are, I think they're for real. We're about 70 games into the season, and they're about 20 games over 500. I actually think they're pretty good. All right, everybody. I know I hear the music behind me. It means I'm going to have to stop this rant, and I'll get back into it on the other side before I get the heck out of Dodge. But keep it close, everybody. One final segment left. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Father's Day Edition. And, you know, I guess that's probably where I'm going to wind up going here for the most part on this final thought that I have for you each and every Sunday. Again, I'm live 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. I come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, talking on the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. But Father's Day, man, it's a special day. It really is. It's a great day to spend with your family, having a barbecue, grilling, but just being with those people that are so very important to you. And I want to get this in as well before I get out of here. Mexico does pull off the shocker. They beat Germany. Amazing stuff. Really incredible. I think that's the greatest thing about sports too, everybody, is that when you have games go on, you don't necessarily know what the outcome is going to be. You have no idea. But you're truly trying to go out there and perform at the best of your ability. And you know what? Sometimes miracles do happen. Sometimes, like, Mexico beats Germany in the World Cup. Sometimes Rafael Nadal wins 11 French Opens. Sometimes Michael Phelps does his dominant thing that he did in the pool for so long. Bottom line is this, man. Sports are amazing. That's why I love talking to you about them each and every week here on the program. Father's Day weekend edition. It's in the books. Have a great day with your family, everybody. For Mike Wilson, from my man Scott on the other side of the glass, who makes it all possible each and every time I'm on the radio for you, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. Happy Father's Day. It's the Dorf on Sports weekend edition saying peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.